The roster moves there today. Adam and Sean.
Yeah, we moved Adam and Sean up from our practice squad to our 53-man roster. So they have worked hard for us while we've been here, and with the two injuries that we had, we felt like it was in our best interest to move those guys up. So they'll get an opportunity to possibly be on our 46-man roster this week.
And can you talk about what maybe Matt has had to learn, or maybe he's learned while dealing with the, some difficult situations this year with the injuries and guys coming in and out of the lineup?
Well, you learn from every situation that you get put in. And Matt, I think, has shown a lot of resiliency throughout games and throughout this season. I felt like he played one of his better games of the season on the Monday night. I think it is apparent when he has time and we can keep the pocket clean, he can dissect the defense. He completed almost 77 or 78% of his passes in the ball game. Mm-hmm. But it's a learning experience, having to bring young receivers along, having to interact with them differently than you do your veteran receivers. I think it will bode well for us in the future.
I know you need no reminders on this, but I count now 11 on iHeart with your latest moves, and can you kind of surmise what this behind to do with this on a weekly basis?
Well, it's been a difficult year for a lot of guys. I feel for the guys personally that were injured, because they all worked hard and they all had expectations to have a clean season and a good season. And for us as coaches, it's part of the NFL. Some years you're going to have more, some years you're going to have less. We've been very fortunate in our first 5 years in terms of the number of guys that we've had to put on reserve injured. But the great thing is all of these injuries are ones they can recover from, and we anticipate getting them all back.
On studying Carolina, have you seen Cam's maturation on film and his work with Coach Shula?
I think Mike Shula's done a great job with Cam in terms of their third down efficiency. They're very good. They're doing a good job of taking care of the football. They're not turning it over, and you combine that with what they're doing on defense, not giving up points and not taking the ball away. It's a good formula, and I think he's doing a very good job in his progressions in the passing game and spreading the ball around.
Well, Sean's knee just hasn't responded?
Yes, Sean did not participate in practice today, and we'll see if we can get him out here tomorrow. It's tough because he wants to do everything in his power to get back out here, but it hasn't responded. We kept him inside. We're going to hopefully get out here and run him on the side tomorrow.
Are we seeing the Thomas Davis that a lot of people thought was going to be able to play at this level before the injuries and so forth?
Thomas is over the place, having, in my mind, his best year, and he's had a bunch of good years while he's been in the league. He's a three-down linebacker that can match up on tight ends and running backs. He can blitz. He's gotten better, and it's amazing to know that he's been through three ACLs. Just talks about what kind of work ethic he has. He's worked very hard to get back, and he's playing along with Kukli, as well as any pair of linebackers in the league, especially in their sub package. You put those two outside rushers, Hardy and Johnson, and those backer and dime linebackers out there, they're doing a lot of good things.
Coach, we talked to one of your players today, and they mentioned about you do have a fiery side to you in the meetings behind closed doors. They see that from you. But the way the season's gone, have you kind of had to balance that out of when to get after the guys, really get into them, or then also to when to kind of let them know that they've made their mistakes and move on?
Well, I think whether you're winning or losing, you've got to be the same person. I think it's very important to be consistent and be collaborative and be transparent. Sometimes it's done with more emotion, sometimes it's done with sugar, sometimes it's done with salt, and I think that's part of coaching, but the thing that you want to make sure is that you're consistent regardless of what your record is. And we've got a, you know, we got a great group of guys. We haven't played or coached as well as we needed to this season, and we're going to go out and finish strong against a division opponent this week.